friendship sweeter. Knowing you're near, so good to see you. Hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. That's the words of Paul to young Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1. And two, friend, how you doing? Joey Kroll spending some time with you. That's right. We gotta preach the word in season and out of season if we feel like it. And even when we don't feel like it, we are to preach the word, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience. That's right. When you're sharing the word of God or when you're living out your faith in front of somebody, you gotta do it with great patience because they will test your patience at times. Amen? Hey, it's so good to be spending some time with you. It's the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Of course, it's Joey spending some time with you on this September the 5th, 2013. And I still have the remnants of, I guess, this sinus infection or this allergy or this cold. I don't even know what it is for the last, it's pushing 9 days now. So I'm coming down off of that. My wife, Aubrey's been on me to go to the doctor. I've been refusing to do that because, I got it. I can handle it myself. And it's not going too well, but it's getting a little bit better, so praise God on that. But regardless, I pray your week is coming along quite well, and I'll tell you what, so excited about some of the stuff that's happening right around the corner here in the next coming weeks. Of course, I don't know if you heard about this yet, we're setting up another meet and greet. It's the Great News Radio meet and greet celebration at the Olive Garden restaurant. We're doing that again. That's right, I think this is our third go around, third or fourth, I don't know, but all of them have been so, so successful. We'll be meeting at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign Tuesday night, September the 24th, from 5 to 7. And meal discounts will be on all dinner entrees between 5 and 7. Again, Tuesday night, September the 24th, from 5 to 7, you're invited to the Great News Radio Meet and Greet celebration at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign. And if you've been in the past, you know it's going to be a hoot of a time. So great opportunity to spend some time with some of the Great News Radio staff members, some men from the Singing Men, other Great News listeners, and bring some friends and make some friends in the process as well. The meet and greets at the Olive Garden restaurant Tuesday night, September the 24th. From 5 to 7 p.m. If you want more details on that, by the way, just give us a call here. We'll set you up with all the information you need to know. 217-367-7777. Again, that's 217-367-7777. So we got that happening, and also we got the testimony and worship at the Burns Homestead with Campfire on Saturday, the 28th of September from 5:30 to 7:30. There's going to be some worship and some music from Debbie Phillips and some testimonies by the 92-and-a-half-year-old Dolly Retton and Dr. David Webb and some other people as well. So, yeah, you're invited to be part of the testimony and worship at the Burns Homestead with a campfire and maybe some little snacks and desserts and beverages and so forth. And Mark Burns does say no desserts will be turned away, none whatsoever. So I and all God's people say, amen. So if you want more details on the testimony and worship at the Burns Homestead on Saturday night, September the 28th, from 5:30 to 7:30, give us a call at that same number, 217-367-7777. So lots of great stuff happening here in the coming weeks. Well, for our devotion for today, we're going to be focusing on the name above every name. That's right, we're going to be talking about the name of Jesus. Coming up right after this, right here in the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. rushing wind that art so strong. Ye clouds that sail in heaven along. Oh, praise Him, hallelujah. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Each of us possesses a name. It was given a name to us by our parents. Perhaps we were named after some relative, or we were just given a name that our parents liked. In fact, I was named after my great-grandfather, who was a very influential individual in his small town. All of us, we all have a name. It was given to us by our parents. And today, friend, we're going to talk about the name that is above every name. In Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 8, it says, Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. Now, when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, Look at us. So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, Silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I will give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, walk. Friend, the account of the healing of a certain lame man is one of the most inspirational miracles recorded in the book of Acts. This man received a gift far exceeding in value than silver or gold. Now made whole, he could enter the temple and leap for joy, praising the God who healed him. We must never lose sight of the fact that Isaiah 53 not only tells us that he was wounded for our transgressions, but also that by his stripes we are healed. And friend, there is healing in the name of Jesus. Matthew 4:23, and Jesus went all about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. So there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is salvation only in the name of Jesus. Acts 4:12 says, There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. So there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is salvation only in the name of Jesus. And there is strength in the name of Jesus. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 9 says, Therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. 3 times I pleaded what the Lord had taken away from me. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. So we can find strength in the name of Jesus. There is salvation only in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus, and there is victory in the name of Jesus. I love what it says in 1 Corinthians 15. It says, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, friend, there is victory in the name of Jesus. There is strength in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. And there is healing in the name of Jesus. It's a powerful name. So what is it about the name of Jesus that makes it so powerful? Well, for one, God said Himself that it was. I'll tell you what, one of the most incredible scriptures throughout the Word of God, Philippians 2:9, says, for this reason, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name. He has set the name of Jesus above every other name. I'll tell you what, just by saying a name of a person, just by saying the name of Oprah, boy, she's got some power. She's got some money. She's got the ability to get things done. The name of Barack Obama, the president of the United States, he's got the ability to get things done. But according to this scripture, the name of Jesus is above all those names. See, friend, that is the Lord we serve. We serve a mighty master, and He is exalted above all others. Yeah, the name of Jesus is so powerful. We can call on Him, friend, when we're scared. We can call on Him when we're worried. We can call on Him when we have anxiety. We can call on Him when things don't seem right in our life. We can call on Him to be saved. We can call on Him for comfort. We can call on Him to give us direction, wisdom, and guidance. And we can also call on Him just to say thank you. We can call on Him to worship Him, because it is in the name of Jesus that we should worship and bow down. As mighty and powerful as He is, He should be the center of our worship. The purpose of us worshiping and singing those songs before the sermon each and every Sunday is to worship Him. It's not music for our ears. It should be music and worship towards His. That's kind of funny. There are people who come to me and say, Pastor Joey, why? I'm tired of that song. Or let's sing it this style. Let's sing that worship song in this style. And last I checked, worship was not made for us. Worship was made for Him. So it is because of Jesus, and not only His name, but His character and His compassion and what He did for us should automatically make us bow down and worship Him. Revelation 5:6 says, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which of the seven spirits set forth into all the earth. The word mist, in the midst of the elders, it says there. The word mist in the Greek is miros, which literally means in the middle. And in the miros of the throne in heaven is the Lamb of God. The very focus of heaven is Jesus. The center of attention is the Lamb of God, the Son of God, which is Jesus. If all of heaven is centered on the Lamb of God, if all of heaven is centered on Jesus, how much should every doctrine be centered on Him? And how much more should our lives be centered on the Lamb that was slain for us? He should be the center, friend. Not only because His name is Jesus, but His character and what He did for you and me, He should be the center of everything that we do. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. It is because there is healing in the name of Jesus, because there's salvation in the name of Jesus, because there is strength in the name of Jesus, and because there's victory in the name of Jesus, Jesus is the one that we need to be worshiping every single day. But one day soon, He will be the judge of this world. One day soon, all unbelievers will have to face Him and bow down and acknowledge Him as the Lord. And one day, they will have to go before him and explain why they refused his free gift of salvation. He will be the judge, the jury, and sadly the executor, because that's the life they chose, refusing his free gift of salvation. Jesus' name is so powerful because whoever calls upon it will be saved, according to Acts chapter 2. Then whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Remember, there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to people or mankind by which we must be saved. If I can be so boldly to say, Buddha can't save you. Muhammad can't save you. And no other name can save. Only the name of Jesus can lead you into salvation. Jesus was the perfect sacrifice, the holy and only sacrifice acceptable to God. He hung on the cross out of love. He paid a sin debt that could never, ever be paid. It was God's mercy and grace that allowed him to prepare a way for you and me, for us to come back to him, to be not only forgiven, but also be reconciled to God. How powerful is God? How powerful is my Savior? Friend, is he your Savior today? Does he have complete authority in your life today? If he does not, he should. Have you called on Jesus to be your Savior? Yes, friend, there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is strength in the name of Jesus. There is victory in the name of Jesus, but there is also salvation in the name of Jesus. Friend, remember, no matter who you are, what you've done, or what you believe or don't believe, Acts 4:12 says salvation is found in no one else. No other name has been given under heaven, given to mankind, by which we must be saved. It is all about Jesus.
Lost are saved, find their way. At the sound of your great name, all condemned feel no shame. At the sound of your great name, every fear has no place. At the sound of your great name, the enemy, he has to leave. At the sound of your great name, Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us. Son of God,
That's right. Natalie Grant singing about the name. Oh, yes, your great name. It's all about Jesus right here on this Thursday. Friend, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll, and thank you so, so much just for letting me tag along today as part of your Thursday. I always look forward to our time together. You can find out more about this radio ministry of Great News Radio by just checking out our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Or if you want to be part of the giving family today, since we are a listener-supported radio ministry, you can contact us directly, 217-367-7777. Again, that's 217-367-7777. Or you can send in your gift of support and words of encouragement to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Well, friend, thanks again for letting me tag along with you. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning, it's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here at 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your day.